What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero, because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
America, welcome to our show today, and it is Monday, October 21st here, and all right, there we go. We've got a lot of stuff to do today, and I'm going to apologize up front. I'm not at my best. We've had a very rough weekend. We had thunderstorms come through that kept us awake. And then last night, gravity attacked my wife twice, and the second time required a call to 911. And just to give you all the heads up, tomorrow I'm having to take her to the doctor for a procedure. And so tomorrow's show will be a best of replay. Okay. And just a lot of bad stuff going on here. Of course, not as bad as down in Dallas, man. They got hammered by that tornado. All right. So we got a lot to talk about today here. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone, put you on the air with your comments, questions, and observations. And anyway, we already talked about the tornado, 111 mile per hour winds, and they're still searching for possible survivors here. In Lebanon, protests have erupted in Hezbollah's heartland of South Lebanon, despite the campaign of intimidation. And apparently a big part of it has to do with what's being called the tax intifada. And the people of Lebanon are saying it's time for this regime to go because they're just taxing everything. They're broke. They're spending the money on what they want to spend it on. And their solution to all of these is always going to be, pardon me, and the solution is always going to be, let's just take more money from the people. Now, there was this article over at activistpost.com that I think really captures something I've been saying for the last week. Civil unrest is erupting all over the world. Lebanon, Peru, Hong Kong, and it could come here to the United States because we've reached our breaking point. And I don't want to see civil unrest, but let's, you know, be honest here. And say that, yeah, we're just being pounded on. Being blood dry for the wars. Infrastructure not being taken care of. Okay, now then. For those of you who thought there was going to be some kind of a cessation of hostilities in Syria, wrong again, because Defense Secretary Mark Esper says he is discussing an option that would keep a small residual U.S. military force in southeast Syria to secure the oil fields and continue the fight against ISIS. So already this whole deal has fallen apart. Not at all surprised. I still think that press conference last week with Pompeo and Mike Pence was all about trying to save Trump's image, especially ahead of his Dallas rally here. Anyway, over in Ukraine, an official is claiming that Hunter Biden was only appointed to the board of directors of Burisma Holdings to protect the company at a time it faced foreign scrutiny over its business practices. So Oleksandr Onyshenko, a former member of the Ukrainian parliament and ally of Burisma's founder, made the admission to Reuters Friday when discussing Hunter Biden's ties to the oil and natural gas company. And say he was there to protect the company. That's why he was on the board. That's why he was getting all that money. He didn't really do much of anything else. He was there to run political interference and say, you just leave this company alone. So apparently there was this huge securities fraud, $60 million fraud against the Waupamni Lake Community Association, which is part of the Oglala Sioux. $60 million fraud, and apparently the participants in that fraud touted their links to politically connected Hunter Biden. Now, as of right now, he is not himself accused of any wrongdoing, but again, he was selling influence. That's his business, selling influence. Now, the Ukrainian government has said it is now ready to cooperate with the FBI on laundering hundreds of millions of IMF aid money and attempts by the DNC to cover it up. So Jack Posobiec posted a series of tweets detailing Representative Adam Schiff's actions this past month after receiving the CIA whistleblower report on President Trump's phone call with the newly elected Ukrainian president. Now, this next story is kind of a little weird here. The military, they love their toys. They're very concerned that both Russia and China are moving ahead certain technologies. So the next big project they're getting ready to do is a cannon, big cannon. This one, be able to fire a projectile over 1,150 miles. In other words, from Nashville to New York City. So maybe they moved it, killing Gerald Bull, just a little too precipitously, because this is the guy who could have done it. Problem, of course, is over that kind of a distance, the projectile will have to be guided. That means building a projectile that can survive that kind of an impulse of being fired. Keep it on track. A lot of people are very worried. For all the money we're spending on the U.S. military, U.S. military power is in a long-term decline. They can spend the money. They can't make the weapons. Gerald R. Ford, Zumwalt, F-35, F-22, and so forth. By the way, underwater scientists in near Midway have located what they think is the wreck of the Japanese carrier Akagi, which is one of the carriers that was lost at the Battle of Midway. So they're sending the robots down to take another look. Right now, starting last week, we've had this Twitter fight going on between Tulsi Gabbard and Hillary Clinton, and it all began with Hillary Clinton accusing Tulsi Gabbard of being a Russian agent. That's Hillary's thing. If she doesn't like you, you know, if you don't support her, if you don't toe the line, you're a Russian agent, which I guess means everything. So Gabbard is not backing down. And she's out there saying that she stands against everything Hillary represents. She's on the war path. She's declared war against not just Hillary, but the Democratic National Committee that was supporting her in this smear campaign. Now, the State Department has wrapped up its investigation into the Clinton email scandal, and they found nearly 600 violations. And apparently there was an enemies list that targeted Trump family and journalists. To protect Biden, the Senate can stop the coup. But it is a mess. Nobody's been arrested yet, though. That's the problem. Nobody's been indicted. They're saying, yes, there were 600 criminal violations involved in that private email server. Even James Comey admitted some of these were felony Title 18 violations. Now, for some reason, over the weekend, Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, who had been out there as one of the most vocal critics of Trump's decision to move U.S. troops out of Syria, said on Sunday he now thinks this could actually succeed. Historic solutions are possible. Oh, good that he's doing that here. Deputy Attorney General Rosenstein is on video talking about Russiagate and saying there's no allegation in this indictment that any American had any knowledge of Russian election influence operations. They couldn't find it. This was definitely a deep state operation here. And the CIA analysts are lawyering up. Brennan and Clapper are caught up in this whole mess. The origin of the Russia probe. So they're lawyering up because they know they're going to be in a courtroom soon. All right. Mark Sanford kicked off his presidential campaign against Donald Trump in Philadelphia. Only one person showed up. So good luck, Mark. And amazingly enough, for a dead guy, Jeff Epstein is still getting a lot of press. Apparently, there are new documents that have surfaced showing that Prince Andrew joined with Jeffrey Epstein in a flat-out orgy involving nine girls at Epstein's private island. Now, this next one, a little more serious story. Apparently, Antifa puppet masters want to engineer a patriot slaughter of leftists. In other words, liberals are going to be killed, and it's going to be blamed on conservatives to try and spark a violent uprising against conservatives. Let's talk a little bit about the economic news here. Everyone's talking about negative yields of people paying for the privilege of lending money. And William Eigen over at J.P. Morgan is saying, this is it's insane. It's not fixed income investing. It's fixed loss investing. And it's a sign of just how desperate they are to try and keep this whole system glued together. Virtually every observer is out there saying, yeah, we're heading into a recession, probably going to be worse than 2008. Beijing is now demanding $2.4 billion in sanctions against the United States over an Obama-era World Trade Organization complaint, which the U.S. was not compliant with. Everybody's sanctioning everybody. Everybody's tariffing each other. Old world feels like it's going wacko here. Apparently over in San Francisco, another Chinese mega construction project has been shut down. And the list of these troubled projects is growing. And it's all a result of China's crackdown in debt and capital flight. Apparently, they were a company called Oceanwide, a division of Chinese conglomerate Oceanwide Holdings Company, has stopped construction indefinitely on a 54-story, 605-foot tower across from the Salesforce Tower and across from the infamous Leaning Millennium Tower. All right, we have a caller on the line. Francis in Montreal. Aloha, Francis. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, There's a scandal that's been brewing in France. It's been reported in Le Monde, and now it's Thierry Meyssan at Voltaire Network has written several articles about this, and it's not being reported in the Western English language press at all, from what I can see.
Okay.
And it involves the biggest cement company in the world, Lafarge Cement, which is actually now is fused with a Swiss Holcim. And when the Syrian war broke out, a lot of companies fled Syria, but Lafarge Cement didn't. In fact, they stayed behind, and when Daesh took over their plants, they gave them active assistance in producing concrete. In fact, they produced 6 million tons of concrete for Daesh. And to put that into a proportion, when the Imperial German Army built the Siegfried Line in Western Europe, they consumed 6 million tons of cement. And effectively what this did was it allowed Daesh to build an impregnable chain of fortresses and tunnels that split Syria in half. And now with this scandal coming out, it involves French, corrupt French government officials, the CIA, and NATO military intelligence. They were also smuggling, Lafarge was actually making big profits, smuggling in weapons to Daesh too. And there's a punchline to this story. And the punchline is, I'll give you a riddle. What famous American sat on the board of directors of Lafarge Cement International? Guess.
I'm going to take a guess and say Hunter Biden.
Ah, that's a good guess, but better than that, Hillary Clinton.
Ah, yes, of course.
So it's in being investigated, and I think that has a lot to do with the freak out over Hunter Biden, in fact, is because if they start going down that road, and they are, like all these, you know, high-end Democrats are sitting on boards of directors, and they're not just collecting money. They're actually involved in doing acts of evil and treason. Because, I mean, the Patriot Act, you're not allowed to sell stuff to the terrorists, right?
No, you're not.
So, anyway, that's all I had to say. Have a good day, Mike. Thanks for keeping up the good work.
All right, well, thank you very much there, Francis. We're going to let you go. The phone lines are open again here. Okay, so an article that came out of Investment Watch saying that it's not free trade that doomed U.S. manufacturing in the Rust Belt. It was the unions and protectionism. And certainly the unions tended to drive up the costs, making us uncompetitive with other countries. Then they tried to counter that with a protectionist policy, and the other countries didn't like that much either. So have you noticed the more that the government mucks about with the economy, the worse things get? Anyway, J.P. Morgan is out there saying recession is coming soon. Get ready for it. Jamie Dimon, among other top bankers who are sounding the alarm on this. All righty. I think we talked about this on Friday, but I'll mention it anyway. Over in California, Governor Newsom has signed an executive order basically taking voter-approved gasoline tax money that was supposed to go to rebuilding the roads and bridges, and he shifted over to the rail projects. And I'm not sure that he really has that authority, will of the people and all of that kind of stuff. Uber has laid off hundreds of employees in its third round of cuts this year. And apparently the Census Bureau, ever since the court struck down Trump's request to have a citizenship question on next year's census, the Census Bureau is now asking for driver's license records to get the same information. All right, we got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. I'm sending a message to our tech room here. Let's see. Yeah, it's making strange sounds. Oh, I hate modern computers. Anyway. And I don't know why it's making these noises either. Alrighty, over in Great Britain, poor man's Cromwell, John Bercow, is blocking Boris Johnson from holding a meaningful vote on his Brexit deal today. Now, Johnson is fighting this desperate battle with the MPs to get legislation through Commons for his do-or-die Halloween date, which, as you know, is this week. Alrighty. Over in Germany, Merkel has finally admitted that multiculturalism has utterly failed. And, you know, they were out there to promote diversity. They're now saying that it's one of the greatest goofs ever made. So, You've got all these people coming on in trying to dismantle our culture, our memories. They didn't want to integrate. That gets us to another story here. This one came out of The American Conservative, and it's talking about this growing trend that we're seeing all across the country to paint out icons of American history, like George Washington. Because supposedly, you know, at some point in their life, they did something that somebody doesn't approve of. So let's forget all about the good stuff that they did. Focus on this one bad thing. Tear down their statues and paint over their mosaics. This one, of course, was coming from that school in California that painted over a mosaic of George Washington. Well, actually, they didn't paint it over. They've covered it over. But at some point when sanity breaks out in this country, supposedly they'll be able to uncover it here. But it's basically they're trying to reportray American history as a saga of nonstop oppression and injustice. And you need to recognize that's what they're doing. It deserves a pushback. Nobody's perfect. Not Thomas Jefferson. Not George Washington. Not Ben Franklin. They did good things for which they ought to be remembered. We're in California. The CEO of PG&E is now out there saying California can expect blackouts for a decade. Saying, you know, we're working to try and fix the problems that we went through with these last windstorms here, but it's really going to be 10 years before the outages are back under control. 10 years. Talk about third world utilities. So, this country really is in decline. Okay. More is coming on out about Prince Andrew and Jeff Epstein, and I'm sure the Queen has got to be extraordinarily upset about all of this, because if there's one thing that the Queen is really concerned about, of course, it's the public image of the royal family. And Prince Andrew has not exactly acquitted himself in a manner conducive to public support for the royals, which you may or may not know. That's a hot-button issue in Great Britain. So why do we need a royal family? We have a parliamentary form of government. Why do we need a king and a queen and all the rest of that? And yes, they own a lot of England. That doesn't necessarily mean we should bow down to them. So Andrew is definitely hurting that issue. Claire, are you okay? It's right here. Alrighty, here you are. Like I said, it's been a rough day, rough night, rough weekend. Alrighty, we were talking last week about Mumia Abu-Jamal. Now, if you're not familiar with the name, this is a guy who has spent years in prison for a murder that most people don't think he committed. And he's finally getting a new hearing next year. And I'll tell you why when we come back from these commercials.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we've got a caller on the line, Jim in Illinois. Aloha, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, Michael. Did you see the videotape of the Kurdish citizens throwing rotten tomatoes, meat, and stones at the American soldiers as they were leaving Syria? And some of the Kurds were saying, those soldiers are cowards, they have blood on their hands. And the ironic thing about it, those soldiers are going to Iraq now.
Yeah, they're not coming home.
No. So, again, Trump continues to lie, and people, I don't know why they stick with him, but video tells the entire story. You know, you're being you're leaving, and people are throwing rotten tomatoes at you. So,
yep.
The other thing you were talking about the unstability in the world. I was shocked to hear about the rioting down in Chile over the weekend.
Yes,
because isn't Chile considered like a middle class society?
They are, but, you know, even middle class, I mean, first of all, you need to remember throughout history, all revolution has emerged from the middle class. That's why so many governments work to get rid of it, like the former Soviet Union, because, you know, the poor don't have the resources to resist the oligarchs. The middle class do.
Right. Now, what do you think the chances of America having rioting pretty soon?
Unfortunately, I think they're actually pretty good. And I don't want, especially when you've got that story about Antifa is going to, you know, murder some liberals and try and blame conservatives for it.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, I don't think they're going to be like the rioting that we had in America back in the 60s. I think it's going to be worse.
I think you may well be right. I remember the Rodney King riots. I was living in L.A. when that all happened. We weren't there for the South Central riots of the 60s, but we were there for the Rodney King riots. And, yeah, it got pretty ugly and pretty intense.
Right. Well, Michael, that's it. You take care, and good luck with you and Claire getting back on your feet.
All right. Well, thanks an awful lot. And it has just taken a lot more time and a lot more work than I expected it was going to. And, you know, I'm still trying to get my office and computer put back together. And I'm probably going to get back to that on Wednesday because, again, tomorrow I have to take Claire to the doctor. All right. So thank you for the phone call, Jim. We're going to let you go. And we're talking about Mumia Abu-Jamal. And he's been in prison for a lot of years for a murder most people don't think he committed. He's also a writer. He's written quite a few articles. But he's going to get a new hearing next year. And partly this is based on the fact that everybody knows that Mumia's original trial judge back in 1982 was a stone-cold racist. A current sitting homicide judge on the Common Pleas Court bench has commented that Albert Szabo was the most racist and sexist judge he had ever seen. So there's going to be a lot of new questions being asked at this trial. Did the District Attorney Joe McGill pay off witnesses with favors and cash? Did McGill allow the cabbie with a suspended license to keep driving? Because photos of the crime scene by the Philadelphia Bulletin prove the cab driver's car was literally not at the scene. Did Joe McGill illegally remove black jurors from the jury pool because of their race? Did Joe McGill track and fix the outstanding cases of other key witnesses? Did the DA's office for 37 years withhold and suppress critical information from Mumia's criminal defense team? Not supposed to do that. There are disclosure rules. Did Judge Albert Szabo state, I'm going to help them fry the N-word in front of Judge Richard Klein and court clerk Terry Mara Carter? Did Alfonso Giordano, Philadelphia Police Commissioner, the highest ranking officer at the scene after Faulkner's murder, falsely state that Mumia confessed while he was beating him in the police van? Same time, Giordano was under federal scrutiny for running gambling, extortion, and payoffs, and thus was not used as a trial witness. He testified at pretrial hearings, but was not available at trial. He retired the day after Mumia was found guilty with full pay. And soon thereafter, he pled guilty to tax evasion for the bribes taken from illegal gambling in the East Division. 29 officers were convicted in that scandal as well. So, Maureen Faulkner, came on and said that what she thinks is going to happen next in Mumia's case. She says there's a good chance they're going to let him go. Mumia's lawyer really thinks they have a chance. And then she went and said, we're in a really hard spot. There's not much we can do. The way it is going, we have to fight to keep Mumia in prison for as long as possible. They don't want to be embarrassed. Same reason that the FBI, you know, with Leonard Peltier. It's a huge embarrassment. They got the wrong guy. They framed an innocent man. All right, we got a caller on the line right now. Todd in Long Beach, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
You can still say aloha. I think it's fine. You still got the spirit of Hawaii in you, so, and that's the freedom, you know. They still know freedom there, I think.
Yeah.
I want to talk to you about a certain place the bridge between Long Beach and Seal Beach, and there's two bridges. Now, when the riots kicked off, believe it or not, certain portions of Long Beach were like cordoned off, and here's how Long Beach and Seal Beach, there was some rioting I heard that was, now here's the individual that told me this, okay, and he got a commission award from the mayor of Seal Beach for his actions. Mm-hmm. He went with the sheriffs that did a cordon, like basically blockaded Seal Beach completely off. And he went in with the sheriffs with his own gun, own rounds, everything. They, as a matter of fact, it almost sounded like if you're of an able male, then you're called out. You got to come up and help. And I was like, wow. And so he told me that he got a fast forward in a commission to go to sheriff school. He became a sheriff after this was, and this was because of his actions during the riots. And then he is now on the sheriff's, and I think that was, he told me about that, like at least, oh God, I'd have to say almost 15, 18 years ago. And now I knew he wasn't full of it because another friend of mine, who was back in the day when concealed and carry was a big thing in California for self-protection, he told me the same thing, and that gun shops also, that if you were a friend of the owner, there was one on one street, I'm not going to name where it is, and it was known by local police and sheriffs and people that were concealed and carry or hunters. And, you know, people bought used guns through them and all that sort of stuff. And like if a sheriff was retiring, they'd sell him the gun first. And he would sell it for him. And he had a gun shop. And it was a small one here in Long Beach. And then he retired, I think, like 15, 18 years ago. But there was a lot of strange pickup stories like that. You know, like all over the place. Like everybody heard about the Koreans. My God, that was live stuff. Okay.
Yes,
but there was the all these other enclaves that were doing all these self protections, and my gosh, when you were started hitting on some chords here, I think that we're going to go the way of what I just described. That we'll have the enclaves going on, and that local people will develop their own, like, who's my neighbor? I will tell you a special story about that, about who's my neighbor. I was having massive fireworks landing in my backyard. I mean, we're talking stuff from Mexico that had to be at least a half stick. I mean, we all know a quarter stick is an M80, but these were, and I got pissed. I was really angry. I did some actions, very bold unto the spirit of the Lord in me. I really felt God speak to me. How to do it and how I did it was, it's still, I'm blown away to this day that, and guess what? I haven't heard a firework in 8 months. Because,
well, obviously, you know.
Hang on. I took action first, and then I went to my neighbors and I said, if you give a damn about your neighborhood, you'll report to the police, those who are lighting off the fireworks. I said, I've done all the heavy work. I've already confronted one guy and his entire family right there in his front lawn, and their eyes were bigger than saucers. And I called the police on them. And damn right, I took pictures and everything. Okay? I took pictures and everything. And you have to come to a place that was not violent. It was my phone and me being sick and tired of having fireworks blown up on my property. And, you know, not being able to sleep and feeling, and I was getting very PTSD, by the way. When you hear like a year straight of that crap, I even told the cop, I said, last time I checked, this is not Iraq. This is not Jalisco, Mexico. This is not Afghanistan. This is not Yemen. I said, do you want me to go on with the list, sir? He said, no, I got your point. I said, I hope you do, because if you don't, I'm going to take it higher. And I know where to take it higher, to a Fed level. I can make a report and deal with it. Okay? But the point is that either you're either going to be couch sitters, or we're going to say enough is enough. Okay? Mm-hmm. And that's my point. I didn't take a violent action. I said, I've had enough of you and everyone around here that's lighting these things off. Here's what these idiots don't realize about the neighborhood. Well, Long Beach Signal Hill is a gas line to the port. That's how the ships fuel up. Okay, it's not by the fuel that they're pulling off the islands. That's to sell abroad. They're pulling off from the stuff that's refined here inland. And all it takes is one bad vape burn off and these dumb cluckers lighting off a firework, and you can kiss entire neighborhoods goodbye.
Yes.
Okay. See, people don't think. They don't realize their surroundings, what's their business surroundings, what's their, let's call it the environment around them, not just ecologically speaking of trees, plants, and animals. And yes, we need more of all of that. And I'm for more of all of that, and not the overkilling of our deer and all this culling and all this other needless waste. I'm not a PETA guy either, okay? But I do see waste, and I'm sick of the waste. Either, you know, they have a thing in Alaska, just to let you know, a really neat thing, that if they find a freshly killed animal on the side of the road, they have special butcher vans that pick them up, butcher the animal right on site, and they go and they feed it to first the natives of Alaska first.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And I think that there are things
like
that.
They do the same thing in Washington State.
Yes, there are other places that should adopt the same thing and stop the needlessness. But needless to say, I think to confirm many people, things and what they're saying to you is, I kind of confirmed that I would say 2/3 of America is awake, semi-awake, has a very strong inkling that things are not right. And I do believe that we have massive breeding grounds for trouble on the horizon, one being this Antifa group. More and more I see all across Twitter and the full spectrum gab everywhere. Light your gab up account, Mike. Get it all going. Why not? You know, that people have had it with the black wearing, mask wearing Antifa. I've made it a commitment that if I'm ever attacked, or my children or my wife, I will do what it takes necessarily to break every finger of the person that hit me, abused my family, or anything else like that. It's wrong to put up with that. Nobody should have to put up with that, Mike. And like what Andy Ngo went through, the young Vietnamese gay man, I don't care about whether he what he does in the closet. That's none of my damn business. It's my business is his civil rights were violated in front of the police, and every cop that saw that should be fired. I hope the next governor of Oregon has enough balls to fire every damn policeman in Portland. I mean that. Fire them all. They're all dead weight. They're a dead weight. And then on top of firing them, show the collusion and the backdoor deals that they've done to allow Antifa to do this, because there's no other way they can get that money except through George Soros.
Yes.
Both ends of the spectrum. Think about it. They're being played. And those stupid cops don't have any idea that when those dumb Clucker Brown shirters are done with, you know, beating the hell out of everybody around them, they're going to come after anybody that's of law. Didn't they just do that at the DNC office there in Portland, made a threat to the local police?
Yep, they did.
So, and it, does that not quantify, qualify, exacerbate the problem of non-action? And I think that's what Trump is going to do. I really think that there is going to be some serious military action in the United States of America. Not like this predictive BS, like there's 10,000 Marines here and there. Well, quantify that by the trains, the vehicles. Okay, I hear the music.
All
can I stay over?
Yeah, I'm going to hold you over. Stay on the line. We'll be right back.
OMG! People are jumping on board to the Life Change Tea Regiment. Brew, steep, and drink for a gentle, taste-great cleanse. It's changing how they feel. See what everybody's talking about. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea aids in digestive slowdown and helps people get moving down a healthy path. We won't make claims. We'll just let you decide. Experience is much better than a commercial anyway. If you want results, log on to GetTheTea.com and purchase your Super Strength Cleansing Tea. You won't be disappointed. And if you're looking for some mind-body suggestions, go to YouTube and punch in the search bar, Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now. Put power into your health now. So, GetTheTea.com, that's GetTheTea.com for Super Strength Tea. And YouTube, Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now for valuable suggestions. GetTheTea.com, the tea that makes you go.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're still talking with Todd in Long Beach, and I want to back up to this issue about fireworks, because I consider fireworks to just generally be the same class of object as a firearm. In other words, use it safely and responsibly. And but you're right. People seem to think that these things are harmless toys, and perhaps the smaller ones are, the sparklers and so forth. But there was one Independence Day, and the kid who lived next door to us was literally had these M80s, and he was lighting them and throwing them over the fence in all directions, and he actually set our house on fire. So, yeah, a little bit of common sense here, people, or they're going to wind up taking the fireworks away like they did in Hawaii.
And they did in California in many places.
Yes.
You know, California is the dookie hole for taking anything away for anything, basically. But I wanted to say again, Mike, thank you again for taking my call, because, you know, I have been praying for you and Claire, and I know that moving and the stress of it, like I told you, I moved twice in 8 months. I did 3/4 of it myself. I was so exhausted. And then, you know, it's funny. We took a vacation to Yosemite. We came back, and I felt like I was going to die from the vacation. I was so tired.
Yes.
But, I do hope that some things turn around for you, biblically speaking, yep, financially, and that, you know, sometimes, you know, when we're working our own thing out, you know, I know a lot of people hear me. We've got it. We can do the $5 to $25 a month, people. And I finally came into a place where we got a turnaround in our timing and everything.
So every bit helps.
I will do it on a monthly. And the thing is that I think that a lot of people are still going out to their goddamn Starbucks and spending that $5 to $50 a month at that rot hole. That the CEO of that company already explained to anybody that believes in Christianity, heterosexuality, and God that he does not want your business. He stated that. Okay.
Yeah.
So.
Well, he's not getting my business, and mostly because it's lousy coffee. It's like they burn the beans. Yeah.
Oh, it is. Very bad. It's the worst coffee in the world, and he brags about it. He brags about that too, how bad it is. I mean, he destroyed Seattle's best. That's done. You know. And it's our way to fight back. And I do believe there are Gandhi moments in everyone's life where if they pray unto God and they take action and touch it on the ass, it's good for everyone around them. Seriously.
Okay, well, listen, Todd, we're going to have to let you go. This is a station identification, and we'll be back after these few words. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443.
Doctor tells you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on Amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.